Smash is a Chinese word, means break something into pieces violently. 打碎。For example, smash the car. 捣毁这辆汽车。Smash 又是一个不及物动词。The dish is smashed on the floor. The dish is smashed on the floor. 那些盘子在地板上碎了。我们要注意，在运用 smash 的时候，如果表示撞击到某处， smash into. For example, the bus smashed into a big tree. Now, next word, grab. Grab means seize suddenly. Do you know how to use catch, snatch, grab?Seize, grasp, hold. 那么这些及物动词的用法，你知道该应该怎么用吗？ Catch 是大家最熟悉的一个用词。It means get hold of something or somebody moving. 抓住移动中的人物或者是物体。Catch a thief, 捉贼。Catch a mouse, 捉老鼠。Catch bus, 赶公交车。Snatch, S-N-A-T-C-H. It means catch somebody or something suddenly and violently. 用力而突然的去抓取。The big bird snatched the hen from the ground. The big bird snatched the hen from the ground. 这只大鸟。猛地从地面上把这只母鸡抓了起来。Snatch 突出了强烈的、暴力的。Grab 侧重强调突然的伸出手等等去抓住。For example, He grabbed me by the arm. He grabbed me.By the arm, 他抓住了我的胳膊。Seize, S-E-I-Z-E, seize, 是侧重强调抓住了、抓到了的结果。我们不仅仅表示抓住。They seize the girl, 他们抓走了这个女孩，也可用于引申含义。Now, translate my sentence, please.Fear seized her. Fear seized her. 她突然间感到很恐惧。同学们注意这里 ，fear 做主语，采用这拟人的手法，表达的非常形象。Grasp. 那么这个词侧重点在于掌握。我们掌握了大约6000个词汇。We have already grasped 6,000 words. Hold. 它是侧重强调抓牢、抓紧 means catch hold of, get hold of, take hold of. 他正紧紧握着一把伞 He is holding an umbrella. Okay, next. Background. 背景以什么为背景？我们常用短语 on the background of something. 以黑天鹅绒为背景 on the background of velvet, black velvet. Background, 背景，所以我们在表达背景资料 background information. 有背景的人A man of excellent background. A man of excellent background. Okay, next. Scramble. Scramble means creep
quickly.
迅速的爬行，这是一个不及物动词。Creep, C-R-E-E-P. 我们刚刚在解释的时候用到了它。那么 creep 只是强调匍匐前行、爬行，而没有迅速的概念。这些孩子们爬进了睡袋。The children crept into their sleeping bag and they were comfortable. 而 scramble 特种强调迅速的爬。这两个贼迅速的爬进他们的轿车。The two thieves scrambled into their car. 同时要注意初级的词汇 climb, 它是一个及物动词爬上。爬上上下爬 ,climb the tree, climb the mountain. 那么同时大家注意另外一词 ,mount, M-O-U-N-T, mount. 登上登上这座山 ,mount the hill. OK, next important word, 加一个重点词汇 ,fantastic. 非常大的。如果这么翻译我们只翻译了其中的一个语义。In fact,Fantastic means very great or large. Very great or large. For example, a fantastic sum of money. A very large sum of money. 一大笔钱。Secondly, it means strange, 奇怪的。Strange dream or fantastic dream.Fantastic story. Thirdly, it means wonderful. 精彩的。A fantastic play. 精彩的一出戏。Fantastic. Okay, so much for the words. Now let's study the text. Please recite lesson 6.The text is wonderful, and there are a lot of words to imitate. 这课有许多语句值得同学们去模仿。The first paragraph. The expensive shops in the famous arcade near Piccadilly were just opening. In the famous arcade near Piccadilly, 介词短语修饰 shops.We're just opening, 刚刚开始营业。Okay, now translate my sentence using the key structure. 在我家附近的这家鞋店刚刚开始营业。鞋店 shoe shop. 在我家附近，当然我们可以采用 near my home. 那么是比较书面化的正式用法 in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood.So, you can construct the sentence in your mind. The shoe shop in my neighborhood was just opening. At this moment of the morning, you know, 在早晨的这个时候 the arcade was almost empty. So we know nobody visited the arcade.Because it was too early. Mr. Taylor, who was Mr. Taylor? The owner of a jewelry shop. Let me say, Mr. Taylor ran the jewelry shop. 那你说泰勒先生开了这家珠宝店。He was the owner of the shop. What was he doing at that moment? 他正在干什么呢? Mr. Taylorwas admiring a new window display. 所以同学们发现 the owner of jewelry shop. The Mr. Taylor 同意进一步解释 Mr. Taylor 的身份。For example, Beijing, our capital, is developing enormously. Or Beijing, our capitalOur capital, 做北京的同位语。Beijing, our capital, is developing
at a fantastic speed.
北京，也就是我们的首都，正以极快的速度发展着。